My name is Adam, and I'm the Director of Commercial and Visitor Operations at Kew Gardens.
And what does that entail?
One of my main jobs is to make sure that Kew is financially viable. So we put on events like this. We also have shops and publishing. We have weddings. Anything basically where people come in and help support Kew financially is my area of responsibility.
And this must be one of the biggest events. Can you describe a couple of the installations?
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely the biggest thing that we do. We spend all year planning this. This year we've got 8 world-exclusive installations which have come to Kew for the first time. One of the things I'm most excited about is we've built a bridge over the Palm House Pond. That's a real feat of engineering.
Gosh.
And it means that people are completely immersed in one of the installations. So behind you, you've got the Palm House lit beautifully. In front of you, you've got amazing lily pads lit up in this mesmerizing show. There's a projection on Museum Number 1. We've got moments of light and shade and peace and quiet and tranquility, and then fantastic moments where you're dancing on a dance floor and, you know, beside giant headphones.
Oh, incredible. And as it's a light trail, presumably it's easy for people to get round it of all ages.
Yes, it really is. The trail's designed for everyone. So it's just shy of 3 kilometres. It's a one-way trail around the gardens. Really accessible to everyone. There's plenty of places to kind of stop and eat and drink for the little ones and the older ones. It's such a family experience as well. People of all ages come and really enjoy the trail.
And how long is it on for?
We're on for 49 nights, so between now and the 5th of January.